We're continuing the Shir and Likutei Halachos. Ora Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Birchas HaShachar, Halacha Hey, in middle of paragraph Chof Ches. We're going to start from the sub-paragraph, in those that have the new printings of the Likutei Halachos with vowels, the sub-paragraph that starts with the word Nimtza. Rav Nosson Zal summarizes, Nimtza, we see based on what we discussed, Shalidei Bracha Zois, that through this first bracha of the brachas of Shema that we say in the morning, Anu Mamshichem Aleinu, Toisves Oyer, Kedusha Vedas, we draw upon ourselves new light, holiness, and das. We said, how do we do this? By acknowledging, by realizing that Hashem created everything and Hashem is maintaining everything. Through that, we connect with the sun and all the different lights with holiness and with das. Shaydezer onu nechlolin bahazikenim digdusha. And through this, we also become part of the holy elders. We spoke in the previous year, based on chapter 4 in the second half of Likutei Maran, that Rabbeinu Zal speaks there about the Zekeinim Degdusha and the Zekeinim of the Sitra Achra. The holy elders, the religious elders, they see to it to increase their knowledge, their Torah, their connection to Hashem every single day. Meaning, even when they retire from the work field, that kind of thing, They're not putting it in park. They're not just preparing to die. They're looking to fill every day with serving Hashem, with growing in Yiddishkeit, even more than they did in their younger years. In their younger years, they were busy struggling to earn a living, etc. Now I have more time. I'm going to use it to get closer to Hashem, to grow in light and holiness and das. Whereas the Zekeinim, the Sitra Achra, that's the term that Rabbeinu Zal uses, these are people who, when they get older, they can't enjoy Olam Haza the way they used to. They don't have teeth anymore. They don't have this anymore. So they can't play around anymore the way they used to. So what are they doing? The answer is nothing. Because they don't know that there's anything else. They only know about Olam Haza. They don't know that they're headed towards a new world. And they better prepare. They better pack suitcases to take with them, otherwise they're going to look very silly, chas v'sham. They're not going to have what to do. So these are Zgenim the Sitra Achra, who are not Moisif, Oyer, Kedusha, and Das every day. They don't see it to add new holiness, new Das to their lives every day. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Maran that they feed the Sitra Achra, chas v'sham. The Sitra Achra feeds off them. So now we said that by a person who recites the bracha of Yotzer Or in the morning properly with kavana, really giving recognition to Hashem for providing us with light and day and everything, through that we become part of the Zekeinim of Kedusha, Shaydezeh Hizgalus Haratzim. And this reveals and proclaims the fact that everything is being done according to the will of Hashem. Everything going on around us, the sun rising and setting, it's not nature, it's Ratzon. It's the Ratzon of Hashem. Now we pick up from where we left off. V'yachar kach, after that first bracha, Oimrim Birchas Ahavas Olam. We say the second bracha before the Shema in the morning. Some people begin with the words Ahavarabba, some people say Ahavas Olam. There's different versions there. Shehu Bechinas Kabbalah Satoira B'chol Yoim Mechodesh. When we're reciting that bracha, we're actually receiving the Torah. That's like being on Mount Sinai and Har Sinai. That's like Shavuos, a daily Shavuos, where we're receiving the Torah anew every single day. K'moishanu Mevakshim Sham, as we ask Hashem in that bracha, V'sein B'libeinu Bina, Hashem, please place in our hearts understanding. Lahovin ula haskil lishmoya lilmoid ula lamed lishmor vlasis lakaim. Ki ato, interesting side note. There was a convert who became a Kuruv to Breslov in Russia, maybe 100 years ago, more even, I think 130 years ago, 140 years ago. And he was new to Yiddishkeit. He didn't know Hebrew yet. He didn't know, it was a lot he didn't know yet. And the people in the shul would see him davening. They'd watch him davening in the, you know, at Shacharis in the morning, and they saw that when he got to this paragraph, Ahava Soilam, the paragraph right before the Shema, they'd see him crying and crying, you know, really crying. So somebody once got curious to walk over to him, and he said, I know that you don't know what it means. You don't know what it... Why are you crying? So he said, I'll tell you. You're right, I don't know what it says, but I watched Reb Avraham Reb Nachman, and I saw that when it came to this paragraph, he put everything he had into it. So I know there must be a lot of important stuff there. So I cry. I put everything I can into it. You look at the tmimus and pshitus of a person that without knowing the details, he watched one of the great tzaddikim. He saw that when this tzaddik came to this paragraph, he gave it all he had. So he knew this is where to turn it on. And again, he had the privilege of being able to cry, to have tears. We find by Rav Nosson Zal's students, it's brought that they once watched him at Shmon Esrei. They wanted to see in the different blessings of Shmon Esrei, where does he put emphasis more or less? And they write that they observed that when it came to the bracha Atachonein Lodom Das, that's where he really doubled and tripled his power. Because he had an appreciation, he knew what Das is, what it is. The Torah says, Im Das Konisa Machosarto. If a person has Das, what are they lacking? Such a person isn't lacking in anything. Such a person feels totally fulfilled. And Im Das Chosarto, the Gemara says, if you don't have Das, and you have $1 million and 6 cars and 4 wives and 8 houses, Ma konisa, what do you have? You have nothing. Without Das, a person can't appreciate anything they have. There's no life, period. So Rav Nosson Zal turned it on, especially, all the brachas are important, very important, but he put extra emphasis on the Das, and then this other rabbi, when it came to this Ahava Soilam, they saw that this was one of the major highlights of the Shacharis. This bracha before the Shema. Ki ato anu tzrichin lekasher kol haratzonos l'shoyresh haratzon. Because at this point in the tefillah, we're getting ready to take all of the ritzonos, all of our different desires, and all the different things that are going on in the world, and connect them to the shoyresh haratzon, to Hashem, who is called shoyresh haratzon, the source of all desire, of all will. K'mashakosav Shamba Torah, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in the chapter on Likutei Moran, in Torah Dalid, in the second half of Likutei Moran. V'ze nase al yidei ha-Torah shekibalnu al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu. And the way that we accomplish this, the way that a person takes all the ritzonos and plugs them into the shoyresh haratzon is through the Torah, which we receive from Moshe Rabbeinu, she'oisek boze, this is what the Torah is involved in, lekasher kol haritzonos, l'shoyresh haratzon, to take all the individual ritzonos and connect them to the source of ratzon, lemeitzach haratzon, which is called meitzach haratzon, as we mentioned earlier, k'moshekos Hashem, as it says there in the Kutim Ran, u'bechem losoi, and out of Hashem's wonderful kindness, Chomal aleinu, he took pity on us. V'nosan lanu es toirosoy agdoisha, and he gave us his holy Torah. Shaydeze yesh lanu koyach lekol echod v'echod lasoik boze. The Torah gives each and every one of us the ability to be involved in this process. Lekasher kol haritzonos l'shoyresh haratzon, to take all the individual ritzonos and plug them in to the top, to Hashem, the Shoyresh HaRotzon. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain what, how. Ki kol ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvois heim kulam ritzoino yisborach. Because every single line in the Torah, every single mitzvah in the Torah, is an expression of what Hashem wants. The Torah documents exactly what Hashem wants from us. Do this, don't do this, look at this, don't look at that, think about this, do not think about that. The Torah is the listing of all of the ritzonos that Hashem wants from us. Kamosha Kosov. Look how Rav Nosanzal brings proof from the Gemara. As the Gemara tells us, Nachas Ruach Lefonai She'omarti V'naaseh Ritzoni. The Gemara asks in one place, hey, what's going on here? Hashem doesn't need my tzitzis, and he doesn't need my cholent, and he doesn't need my Rishalmi Kugel. Why in the world am I doing all that? What? Am I making him richer or poorer? What's it really all about? The Gemara says, I'll tell you in one line. Nachas ruach lefonai. Hashem says, it is satisfying to me, she'omarti, that I said, do this, or I said, don't do this, v'naaseh ritzoni, and my will was fulfilled. That's Yiddishkeit. That's the Torah. That's what we're in this world for. We're in this world to give Hashem nachas ruach. Hashem derives, Hashem is a king. A king is kovoid. Kovoid, the way that you show respect is by doing what the person wants you to do and not doing what they don't want you to do. That's the kovoid. It's a nachas ruach. It is a set. So again, whether it's kugel or whether it's tefillin or whether it's getting married, it's all based on one concept. Hashem is the one who told us to do all of these things. Hashem told us to breathe. Hashem told us to learn how to swim, all the different things. And by us fulfilling what he wants us to do, that is a satisfaction. That is a nachas ruach to Hashem. So again, the Torah documents all of Hashem's ritzonos, the individual ritzonos, the thousands or millions of ritzonos that Hashem has. And each time we fulfill one of them, we're connect through that individual ritzon, we're connecting to the shoyresh haratzon, which is Hashem himself. V'alkein, al yidei shemekayimim mitzvos haTorah, and therefore, by us fulfilling the mitzvos, mekashrin kol haritzonos l'shoyresh haratzon. We're attaching all of these individual ritzonos to the source of ratzon, shehu ritzono yizborach, which is the will of Hashem. Bibichinas, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Batel ritzoincha mipnei ritzoinoi. That a Jew's mission in this world, we come into this world and this character is there waiting. As soon as the child comes out of the mother's womb, the Yetzer Hara there is saying, welcome, come with me. I'll be your tour guide. I'll be with you for the trip. I'm going to show you all the sights, the real sights. And he wants to get the person involved in all kinds of other ritzoinois that are not Hashem's ratzon. He wants the person to get involved in food and sleeping and whip all the different other ritzonos, to do the opposite of what Hashem wants. And the Mishnah says that a Jew's mission in this world is batel ritzoincha mipnei ritzoinai. This angel who has inculcated you, this angel and sometimes your parents or your friends or your relatives, all kinds of people, who have gotten you involved in all kinds of other things. One person likes to smoke, one person likes to drink, all of these ritzonos, things that you want and things that you like. The Mishnah says a Jew's mission in life is batel ritzoncha mipnei ritzonai, to figure out, to identify what is Hashem's ritzon, what is my ritzon. Where they match, everything is perfect. Where they don't match, I'm going to try to eliminate my ritzonos. I'm going to try to nullify, negate any ratzon that I have that doesn't conform with the ratzon of Hashem, as is expressed in the Torah. Ki ze klal kol mitzvah satoira sheyisrael mekayim bechol yoim. Because this is basically what the entire Torah, all the mitzvahs that we do every day, are all about. Kemoi lamoshel. Rav Nosson Zal gives a beautiful example. Listen. Which normal, healthy person doesn't get up in the morning and say, what's for breakfast? What am I going to eat now? And again, those that are familiar with the secular world, with the world that doesn't have religion, that's exactly what they do. They get up and a minute later, their face is in the cereal bowl or in the scrambled eggs or in the hot dogs or whatever, everything else. But a Jew, what does a Jew do? He also wants to eat just as bad as the other guy. I also want to eat now. However, though, even though I want to eat now, Hashem wants me to do something else right now. So forget, let's forget what I want. Let's put I want in the closet now. Umamtin ad achar hatfila. And he says, even though as much as I'd like to eat now, I smell the coffee, all the different things, no thanks. I'm going to wait till I finish davening first. The harbe, and then there are many Jews that go even further than that. Moisifin lahariv atzmon, they hunger themselves even more al divrei Torah. It's not enough shachris, which is going to take an hour or two. They're going to add to that. They're going to have a 15-minute or a half hour, an hour of learning after shachris. V'loimdim, and they learn v'oimrim tehillim, they recite tehillim, v'chulu, etc., whatever they're doing, acharat fila, after davening. V'chein acharat fila, okay, now it's finished. Now we're ready to dive into the plate. No, I ain't diving into anything. V'chein acharat fila, eino yoichel ma she'osra Torah. My friend says, come, there's a restaurant right over here, right down the block, there's delicious stuff. I know it's right down the block, but before, so it's convenient, it's right there. But before I can go in there, I got to find out, is it kosher? If it's kosher, if not, I'll go 8 blocks. I'll go 80 blocks, however far it takes, to make sure what I eat is going to be what Hashem wants me to eat. I'm not going to eat Masha Osra Torah. Umamtin bachilosoi at shelitol yodov. And then finally he gets to the kosher restaurant and he smells everything and he wants to jump into the plate, but he says, I can't. I have to wash my hands first. Natila said, Yadayim. And so too regarding all the different mitzvahs of the Torah, where a person, every time he's about to make a move, he first checks to see, hold on a second, before I do what I want, I want to know what does Hashem want at this moment, and let's see if we're in sync. V'hayireim, and the people who are very religious, moisifim l'kadesh atzmon gam b'mutar lehen. For them, it's not enough that they're eating kosher food, that everything is kosher and it conforms with the halacha. They see six rolls on the table or this, that, and even though they're hungry, they could finish all six of those and they're all glatt kosher. The guy says, I'm going to eat one. You know why? Because I know Hashem says, even though it's kosher, when it comes to gashmius, when it comes to physical, materialistic things, less is more. So whatever is the minimum that I need to get along with, that's what I'm going to take. Even though it smells good, it looks good, it's free, all the wonderful advertisements, so what? There's a higher goal. I'm working towards a higher goal. I have a body and I have a neshama. And I know the neshama likes to travel light. The more junk you pile on, the more cake and chalent, too much on it, it can't take off. It can't do what it needs to do. Nimtza, sheklal ha-toira hu lekasher kol ha-retzaynoi sheboilam el shoyrish ha-rotzayn. So we see from here what the whole Yiddishkeit is really all about is to take all the different retzaynois that are out there, all the different desires, all the different ones, and plug them into Hashem. V'zehu b'chinas birchas ahav ha-soylam. And this is this special brocha that we recite right before the Shema in the morning. She'onu mevakshim al kiyum ha-Torah. In that bracha, we ask Hashem to give us the privilege of fulfilling the Torah. Lishmor v'lasos ulekayim. Lasos ritzoncha b'lev of sholem. That we should be zecha to do what Hashem wants us to do wholeheartedly. My whole heart should be into it. What's my whole heart? My yetzer tov and my yetzer hara. I want to convert him. I want to bring him over to our team. I want to use all of his energy, like we say, v'yohavtas Hashem alekecha, b'chol levavcha. Not b'chol libcha singular, b'chol levavcha. With all of your hearts. The Gemara says, b'shnei yitzarecha, that a Jew has the ability to get to a level. If he's strong enough, not only isn't the Yetzirah pulling him away, but he's pulling the Yetzirah, he's converted the Yetzirah. He's turned him into a chassid. He's made him chassidish. And he's helping me do the right thing. We're doing it together. We mentioned once in the past, the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Moshcheni. We say to Hashem, Moshcheni, draw me close to you. Acharecho narutza. We will chase after you. So the pasuk starts off singular, Moshcheni, Hashem, draw me close to you. And then it says, if Hashem, we will run after you. So Rav Nosson Zal asks him, what's going on? So he says, when a person first starts out in serving Hashem, it's singular. It's him and his Yetzer Tov. But if a person advances well enough, if a person really grows in Avodas Hashem, and he fights the Yetzer Hara again and again until he wins, number one, that the Yetzer Hara isn't offering him junk. He ain't offering him drugs and cigarettes and over all the garbage. But then he doesn't stop there. He says, that's not enough. Now I want you to come with me. Now I want to take all of your energy, all the energy of the Yetzer Hara, and I want you to come over to our side. I want to use you to come closer to Hashem. I want you to use all of that motivation, all the desire I had for the Taivas Rois. I want to bring it in now for good things. That's Narutza. We will run after you, Yetzer Toiv and Yetzer Hara. Rabbi Nizal calls it in chapter 70 in Likut Imran, he calls it the Koyach HaMoshech and the Koyach HaMachriach. The Koyach HaMoshech is the Yetzer Tov. The Koyach HaMachriach is the opposition, the Yetzer Hara. And if a Jew goes all the way, he gets to a point where both of them are working together. Hainu Kanal, as we explained earlier. V'yachakach Oimrim Kriyashma. And after this bracha of Ahava Soilam, we go on to say the actual Shema, Shehu Tachlis Habitul. That's where a Jew nullifies himself completely to Hashem. That's where he really turns it on. He closes his eyes. He's detaching himself completely, you know, from everything around him. V'haklolius Barotzein Helyon. That's where he's plugging into this heavenly Rotzein, to Hashem. Ki oz nichlolim legamri b'shoyresh harotzaim. Because during the Shema, a Jew has the ability to plug into Hashem in a super high way, in the shoyresh harotzaim, b'bchinas histalkus Moshe. Like what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu when he passed away. Like when Moshe Rabbeinu went up b'raiva d'raivan. He went into raiva d'raivan. During the Shema is one of those places where a person can experience that kind of closeness to Hashem. Like we said about Rabbi Akiva, remember? When he said Echad, his soul left him. He took off permanently. V'yachakach. And after that first sentence of the Shema, we go on to say, Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchusa Eloilam Voed, Sheyesh Boi Chov Dalet Asvan, which has 24 letters, Lahamtik, HaChovdalet Bateidinim. And with that, we're going to try to sweeten all 24 courts, to wipe out any judgments, any decrees from all 24 courts. Ulahamshich He'oras HaRotzoin B'chol HaNoiflim V'hayordim U'v'chol HaRechoikim Oid Moim. And to draw that light of the Shema, that light of He'oras HaRotzoin, to bring it down. Remember, we learned earlier that the Shema was Yichuda Ilo, Baruch Shem was Yichuda Tato. The Shema was way up in the sky, and the Baruch Shem Kod Malchusa is what reaches down even to those people who are in the lowest places. It reaches out to them. We're bringing the He'ora Sarotzin, the great light that was turned on through the first sentence of Shema. When we recite that second sentence, Baruch Shem Kvoit Malchusa, the Malchus is what goes downstairs. U'malchusoi bakoil mashallah, we say. That Hashem's malchus rules everywhere. Everywhere meaning even in the lowest places. So we're trying to draw that Haoras Ratzon down to all the people who have fallen and are down and are very far away from Hashem. Shenoflu al yidei toikif hadinim. They fell as a result of all the decrees and the whole Midas Sadin that ended up pushing them away and causing them to fall. Al yidei shelo hisgabru lichboishes yitzram, because they were not successful in conquering their yitzer and overcoming the yitzahara, so they ended up falling, going down. Shenimshach midinim, and we know that the yitzahara comes from the left side, from din. Shekol takanosam. And what is the takana for all of these people who have fallen, who are so far down? Their entire takana is al yidei he'oras harotzoin, by this very high level light called Ratzon reaching down to them, Shenimshach lohem mile'ela uli'ela, which is brought down to them from the top of the top, from the highest place, ad lesata lesata, reaching down to the lowest places, al yedei bechinas Moshe, through the tzaddik, Moshe Rabbeinu, she'oimed bein shmat l'ratzon. We said that Moshe is the one who stands in the middle between Ratzon, the top of the top, which is 346, and Shmad, which is the bottom of the bottom, which is 344. The canal, as we explained earlier, Shemeir Bechemlosoi Gam Bohem He'oras HaRatzon. Moshe Rabbeinu, with his great kindness, shines that light of Ratzon down to those people who are in the lowest levels, like Yisroi, like his father-in-law, and all the different examples. Sheyihia Ritzoinom Chozak Bechol Pam. Now, what is he shining into them? Ratzon. What is Ratzon? Desire, willpower. The tzaddik is infusing them with good desires, with goodwill, that they should want the right things, that their Ratzon should be strong, Lehi Kolel Beritzoinah Yisbor, to be part of Hashem's Ratzon, to want to do the right thing. Shekol Zehu Bechinas Boruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Olam Voev. That's what that sentence, Boruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Olam Voev, is all about. That's where we draw from the Shema, we draw the Ratzon from the Shema down to all the Nefilois and Yeridois, to all the lowest people, that they should also receive the right Ratzon and want to come back to Hashem. Bechinas Tzike Kedera Kanal. This is the bottom of the pot that we spoke about earlier. Two shiurim ago, if you recall, we spoke about the princess who walks past the kitchen and she smells something incredible and she walks in to see what it is and she sees them scraping out the bottom of the pot. And she says, how come they don't serve that to us? How come they give us the junk, the stuff that looks good? Here you have the stuff that really tastes good and smells good. They say, no, we can't serve this. This looks ugly. This would look. She says, who cares what it looks? This is the real delicious stuff. So they say, you're right, we know, but we can't serve it officially. What we'll do is, if you come early or something, we'll give it to you on the sneak. We'll give it to you. Nobody should see, nobody should know. And the Gemara says, that's the secret of Boruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Olam Voev, which we say quietly. That represents the bottom of the pot, the people who are fallen, who are very low and burnt and everything, who on one hand are in a very bad place. At first, it seems like there's a very foul odor coming from them. But then when you smell a little more carefully, you see that the best odor possible could come from them. When one of them turns around, when a person who's down in a yerida and he turns around, he gives the greatest smell of all. The Ketoris was incomplete without the Chelbana, like we said. He really, and that's the secret of this Boruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Olam Voev, which we say quietly. Because we said today, we can't publicize them. If we publicize, if we write in all the newspapers that we're going to go out now and be Makar of the whole world is going to come roaring down on us. They're going to want to burn us and destroy us and everything. So now it has to be done carefully, hiddenly, usually, as much as possible. Paragraph Chavtes. V'achar kriyashma oimrim birchas hageula. After the Shema, in the morning, we have one bracha, Goal Yisrael. Shehi birchas emes v'yatziv. It starts with emes v'yatziv. Shemazkirim sham geulas Mitzrayim. Throughout that bracha, we mention the fact that Hashem took us out of Egypt. U'mevakshim al hageula ho'asida. And we also beg Hashem to give us the future geula. Kamay shekosev, as it says there, Ufedei chenumecho Yehuda v'Yisrael. Hashem, please redeem us like you promised. Goyaleinu Hashem tzvoko ishmoi kedosh Yisrael. You are our redeemer. And we conclude with the words Goal Yisrael. You have redeemed us and you're going to redeem us. Kol zeh hu bechinas pidyon ho'elyon. All of that talk about the geula, that's all the concept of that top pidyon. That highest pidyon that can zap all 24 courts, that can negate the dinim in all 24 courts. Kal yedei he'oras harotzon kanal, because through this high-level light, this light, we said before, which is like the keser, the crown, there are many different atik, different words that are used to refer to that same concept, the highest level light, alidei birchas kriyashma, u kriyashma biatzma, which has been activated through the brachas of kriyashma and the shma, alidei ze nimshach pidyon hanal, that's how we draw upon ourselves that top pidyon, shemamtik kol hadinim, which has the ability to wipe out all judgments, all harshness, shaydeze ikar hageula, and that's what's really going to bring about the redemption. It's going to need that highest level light, shehu yisporach poide v'goye lesanu b'choleis, that Hashem is redeeming us and getting us out of trouble all the time. Kamei shekasul sham, as it says there, poideinu u'matzileinu me'olam shemecha. Hashem, you are always our Redeemer. In other words, it's not just later. Every day, Hashem gets us out of different trouble, different problems. He's our Redeemer. Vaydeze onu betuchim sheyivdeinu v'igoleinu geula shleima alidei Mashiach Tzedkeinu. And by reciting that bracha with kavana, and by remembering all the times in the past and in the present that Hashem has helped us, this is what assures us. This is what gives us confidence and trust in Hashem that He is going to redeem us. He is going to take us out through Mashiach. Ki ikar gemar shleimus hageula hu misham. Because the real completion and finalization of the geula is from there. Where is there? Upstairs, from the top. Mi bechinas rotzoin hu elyoin, from that place that's called the highest rotzoin. Shehu bechinas ad atik yoimen moto, like it says about Moshiach, that he will arrive in atik yoimen. Those are all similar terms. The Arizal says, take a look at how obvious this is. The word go'al, which means to redeem, go'al Yisrael, go'el Yisrael, let's look at it in atbash, where you switch the letter from the beginning of the alphabet with the corresponding letter from the end of the alphabet. Gimel is the third letter from the beginning, right? What's the third letter from the end? Tuf, Shin, Reish. So the Gimel becomes a Reish. The Aleph of Goal becomes a Tuf. Aleph is the first letter. The first letter at the end is a Tuf. We have Reish, Tuf. Lamed is the 12th letter from the beginning because Yud is 10. Chaf is 11, Lamed is 12. If you count 12 letters from the beginning of the alphabet, Lamed is the 12th letter. If you count from the end, Tav, Shin, Reish, Kuf, the 12th letter is a Chaf. So you have the word Keser. The word Goal in code is Keser, to show us that whenever we need a geula, whenever we're in slavery, we're in the bottom, we're in prison, this, that, and we need Hashem to take us out of there, you need ratzon, atik, keser. Those are all terms that can be used interchangeably to a degree to mean the same thing. You need that light from the penthouse, from the top of the top. Paragraph Lamed. V'alkein Biarvis mevorchim beis brochois lachar kriyashma, and this is why. So we finished shachris. We spoke about the kriyashma shel shachris and the three brochas that surround it, two in front and one after. Now biarvis, when it comes to the kriyashma that we say in the evening, mevorchim beis brochois lachar kriyashma, there we say two brochas after the shma. Umoisifin birchas hashchiva vahakima. The second bracha, we have the same Goal Yisrael that we have in the morning, but we have a second bracha which speaks about our laying down, our going to sleep and waking up. Shehu hashkivenu, where we say hashkivenu Hashem alakenu l'sholim v'hamidenu l'chaim tovim l'sholim, let us wake up to a good life. Umesaimim, and we conclude shomer amoy Yisrael oad, Hashem who guards and protects his nation always. Ki ikar hischaskus ho'emuna tzrichim bebechinas laila, because the real strengthening of emuna, the time when a person really needs to fortify themselves and strengthen themselves with emuna the most, is at night. V'choshech, and in darkness. Shehu bechinas hagolus, which is another word for golus, exile, shedoyme lalayla, which is compared to nighttime. We'll see if Rav Nosson Zal, yeah, he's going to quote it. Ki shoyrish yoyim volayla nimshach mebechinas das hakodosh ve'emuna hakdosh kiyodua. Because on a spiritual level, the source of day and night is das and emuna. Das, chokhma bina das, seichel, is referred to as light, day, and emuna, we're going to see, is referred to as night. Umi shezoiche le'emuna shlema, a person who is zoiche to real perfection of emuna, azai, lefi bechinosoi, lailo kayoim yoyer, kachasheicho koira. For that person, the night is like day. There's no darkness for him. A person who has real emuna, even when he's going through dark, difficult times, you don't see it. You see the guy smiling, you think it's the middle of the day. You think he's in the middle of major success. The guy just heard that his stock fell or anything, and the guy's got a huge smile on. You think he just won the lottery. Because the emuna is so strong. He says a person whose emuna is bishlemus, then according on his level, the night is lit up like day. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter 139, the dark does not bring darkness from you, Hashem. And the Pasuk says, Dovra Melech says, Ki eshev b'choshech, when I'm sitting in darkness, Hashem oirli, Hashem is a light for me. A light goes on. My faith in Hashem puts on a light, so I'm never in the dark. And this is why all the Sfarim speak about how important it is for a Jew to merge the night into the day and the day into the night. Ki hakol echod, because it's really all one. Ki emuna v'das digdusha kul achad, because faith and das, the right kind of das, are really one and the same. Kamei Shekosuv, as we say every morning when we put on tefillin from Hosea Beis, Ve'erastich li be'emuna, Hashem says, I will wed you to me with faith, V'yodates Hashem, and you will understand Hashem. So we see that the two go together. Ukemuva bidvareinu harbe bozer, and as we discuss this in many places in our Sfarim, V'alkein, and for this reason, balaylo ein maskirin seder kedusha bebirchas marav arovim. This is one of the reasons why we do not say kadosh, 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 Hashem tzvoko isma, like we say in the morning in the birchas kriyishma as part of that first bracha. Ki kodesh bechinas moichin v'das ki adua. Because the term kodesh, according to Kabbalah, is associated with chokhma, das, moichin. Sheze meir rak bayoim, which the time for moichin, the time when the moyach is on full, is during the day. Aval belayla mechazgin atzmon rak be'emuna levad. Whereas at night, in the darkness, at nighttime, when the moichin shut down, then what keeps us going? We have that alternate generator. We have emuna. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, ve'emunascha balelois, your faith in the evenings, in the nighttime. V'acharkach mekashrin kol horitzoinois l'shoyrish horatzoin. And Rav Nosson Zal says, after that, we connect all the individual ritzoinois to the source of ratzoin, al yedei birkas ahava soilam. Through this, I'm sorry, we were explaining why we don't have kadosh, kadosh, kadosh in the first bracha in the evening. And we said the reason is because the Sifrei Kabbalah tells that kadosh, kadosh, kadosh refers to the gimel moichin, to the three parts of the brain. And we know that it's during the day that we receive moichin. At night, we're not receiving moichin. That's when we shift gears and we go into emuna mode. So that's why in the first bracha in the evening, we do not have that major, major highlight, the kadosh, kadosh, kadosh that we have in the morning. Then we move on to the second bracha, where we want to connect all the individual ritzonos to the Shorish Ratzon, al yidei birchas ahavas olam, through that second bracha. V'achakach oimrim kriya shma. Then we move on to the shma. V'achakach birchas emes ve'emuna. And then after we finish the shma, we go on to emes ve'emuna, ve'emuna kol zois ve'kayim aleinu. Ki baboiker oimrim emes ve'yatze ve'nochem ve'kayim. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains why the difference. Why in the morning after shma, we say emes ve'yatze ve'nochem ve'kayim. And in the evening, we say emes ve'emuna. He says, in the morning, we say emes ve'yatzev, ki oz hu bechinas hizgalus oyer ho emes sheyizgale beis hagula. Because in the morning, when it's daylight, that's when the light of truth is being revealed. Just like it's going to be revealed in the fullest sense in the future, when we're going to have the gula. Bechinas yoim, which is referred to as day. We talk about the future. That's when Hashem is going to light up the world like day. Aval balayla, whereas in the evening, bechinas cheshkas hagolus, meaning while we're still in the darkness of exile, oz ikar ha-hischaskus walidei emuna levad. And Rav Nosson Zal doesn't add any extra words. It's not like the pen slipped. This is the second time he's using that levad word. He's not playing around. He wants a person to know very seriously that when a person is in darkness, when a person is in choshech, in real golos, if he's going to try to sustain himself with das, it's not going to work. He's going to fail, chas v'shalom. If his emuna isn't where it's supposed to be, he's going to be in big trouble. And this is what we see today. I hear about this all the time, that among many religious people, people who are learning full-time, they're going through crises, religious crises, because they're having all kinds of problems, lo aleinu chas v'shalom, financial, physical, hell, all kinds of different problems. And even though they're learning, and they're learning well, it isn't enough. It isn't enough. When a person gets in, because Rabbeinu Zal, all the Sfarim teach us that there's day and night, there's two things. And during the daytime, when the moichen are shining, then the emphasis is on the das. When it comes nighttime, when you try to put on your sunscreen or your sun this or sun that or your solar heater at night, it ain't going to do it. It's just not going to do it. You better have that boiler. You better have that other switch. When there isn't any sunlight, you better have your own. You better have the emuna. And if the emuna is weak, you're going to know. You're going to know. Chas v'sham lo aleinu. So this is why he's emphasizing that during the time of Yerida, that a person has to work on developing their emuna all the time, because during the time of Yerida, choshech, darkness, light, you're going to need it. You're going to need it. The other thing is not going to be able to do it. Chas v'sham. Shazeo bechinas birchas emes ve'emuna arvis. This is why in the evening, after Shema, we say emes ve'emuna. Shehu gam kein birchas ha-ge'ula. That's also a bracha of ge'ula, like in the morning. We finish with the words go'al Yisrael. Bechinas pidyon anal. Kemoi shemesayimim, as we conclude the bracha with the words, ki fodo Hashem es Yaakov, Hashem has redeemed Yaakov and has redeemed us from the one who is more powerful than us. And we conclude with the words Geula, just like in the morning. But then we add an additional bracha, the bracha of Hashkivenu. Ze bechinas mashikosuv batoiranal. This is what Rabbeinu Zal means when he writes in chapter 4 in Likutei Moran Tanina. The past 2-3 pages, Rav Nosson Zal got involved in that chapter, and he's focusing on that now. Chapter 4, in Likutei, where it speaks about holidays, that the holidays are a time of Ratzon, and Tzedakah, some of the concepts we brought were coming from there. That Rabbeinu Zal writes there, Shafilu kishenizgale ha-Ratzon, al yedei ha-Tzedakah, that even after we succeeded in turning on the Ratzon by giving charity, by giving tzedakah, that's one of the things that brings about is galus haRatzon, because we explained that tzedakah is called nedivus lev. this week's parasha, Truma, the first pasuk, Kol Nediv Lev Yevier Es Truma Sashem. That how did they? What did they donate to the Mishkan? They donated their hearts, their goodwill. Nedivus slave. Another word for that is Ratzon, like Rashi says over there. It means Ratzon, goodwill. So even though Tzedakah turns on the Ratzon, Azai hu choizer umizgaber metzach hanochosh lahatel safay baratzon. Rabbeinu Zal writes there, the war isn't over. Just because you turned on the Horas HaRatzon, the Sitrachra doesn't lay down and play dead. He's prepared to try to inject doubt into the Ratzon. He's still active. He's still going to try to do his part. Just like there's a Meitzach HaRatzon, there's a Meitzach HaNochosh, Rabbeinu Zal explains there. And the Meitzach HaNochosh, Bilam, is prepared to fight the Meitzach HaRatzon, to inject doubt in the Ratzon. Vazai tzrichin lehischazik lachzer v'litein stoka. And Rabbeinu Zal says, therefore, it's not enough one time. A person has to give again. The pasuk says, nosoin titein, pasoyach tiftach, ayin sham. Look over there in Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. Ubaze toloi kol ikor hamelchama shel isha Yisraeli bechol ho'itim ho'ivrim olav kol yimei chayav. And it's upon this that depends all the different battles that a Jew is going to fight at all different times that he goes through throughout his entire life. Ubifrat hamaschilin logeshes es hakodesh, especially those people who are making a new beginning in trying to become religious or trying to become more religious, to come close to Hashem and to true tzaddikim. Sheyesh harbe shekvar zochu lebechinas gula, whereby there are many people who have already gotten to a success. They've achieved a success. They've gotten to a geula. Shehu bechinas he'oras haratzayin. They've turned on that he'oras haratzayin. They've turned on a major good desire for Hashem, and they've gotten rid of some of their bad desires and everything. Shekvar ritzoinam v'giaguam v'kisufam l'Hashem Yisborach. They've already channeled all of their desires and yearnings to Hashem. U'miskarven elov Yisborach. And they're coming close to Hashem. Avol achar kach noiflem izeh. But then they fall from it. Then the light goes out. The candle finishes, the oil finishes, and the light extinguishes. V'zeh klal, and this is a fact, shekol ha'hisrachkus v'hanefilois, that all distance from Hashem and all the falls that people experience, b'shoroshom nimshach mipegam emunas haratzon. In its place of origin, it's based on a lack, a deficiency, or a defectiveness in emuna in Ratzon, in emuna in Hashem. Shemishom kol hataivos, because again, this place of Ratzon is the source of all ritzonos, of all taivos. V'ho'ikr nimshach mebchinas hanal, and especially it comes from what we just said before, which is machmashein ha'ratzon chozok adayin. Because even though the person feels very religious, he feels like, wow, I'm a real Hasidisha, I'm a real... He doesn't know that he's just getting warmed up. He's at 10 right now. He's a 5 right now. And he's got another 95 steps to go to get to his completion. V'hasitrachra b'chinas metzach hanochosh, and the sitrachra, which is referred to as the metzach hanochosh, sheyoinek mizokein the sitrachra, which draws energy and strength from those zekeinim at a sitrachra, those older people who are not adding kiddusha and mitzvahs every day, umizgaber lahatel sofek baratzim, and this sitrachra throws a knife. He throws a hatchet into the Ratzon. He tries to inject doubt into the person's Ratzon. Where even though yesterday the person was feeling so committed and so loyal to Hashem, he wakes up today and there's a little maybe crawling around in his brain. Maybe. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. What if it's not? What if this isn't the right thing? Ki bevadai yefsheloi lichfoer baharotzon legamri. Because the person can definitely not deny Hashem totally. Because the true Moshe Rabbeinu and all the tzaddikim have already fought alongside of this person. They've already injected him and helped him. V'nitzchu oisoi, and they defeated the sitra achra. V'gilu harotzoin bo'olam, and they've revealed Hashem in the world. Al yedei kol ha'oisois v'amoisim, especially through the miracles they performed, where everybody saw that the world is not run by Mother Nature. There's a bigger mother. The real mommy is Hashem himself. Asher osa moisha le'enei kol which Moshe Rabbeinu performed before the eyes of all the Jews, and through the holy, sweet Torah, which Moshe Rabbeinu has given us in writing and orally, and through all the prophets and all the other great tzaddikim that came in the later generations, who revealed such incredible chidushei Torah and everything. So therefore, the Jew who's going through a yerida can't deny Hashem totally. Ach ikar koicho yadayim. However, and they've defeated, these tzaddikim have defeated the sitra achra quite a bit. Ach ikar koicho yadayim lilchoin im chalushei koyach shebi Yisrael. However, the sitra achra still has the ability to take shots at the weaker members of Klal Yisrael. And how does he do it? Hu rak al yedei b'china sanal. And the way the sitra achra does it is only through what we mentioned earlier, shehu matil sofek barotzain. He injects a little bit of doubt. You know, the person wants to do, they want to get married, they want to do, but there's a tiny tinge of doubt somewhere. Who knows? Maybe I'll never get married, chas v'shalom. Maybe I'll never make it in the religious world. Maybe chas v'shalom, all the different doubts that the Yetzirah plays with each one of us. Maybe I can't make it in Eretz Yisrael, chas v'shalom. All the different suffixes. V'yesh bo zeh harbe ledaber. There's a lot to talk about this. V'zeh b'chinas pegam ho erev rav. And this is the whole concept of the damage that the heir of Rav did to Klal Yisrael. She'osu es ho'egel, who made the golden calf, al yideze, through this. How? She'omru, they said, ki ze Moshe ho'ish lo yodanu mehoyaloi. This guy, Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't know what happened to him. They didn't say he's a bum, he's a dirty rat. They didn't deny that there was never a Moshe. They said, we don't know. We don't know what happened. That's the wording in the pasuk. So Rav Nosson Zal says, Lo yodanu daiko. Look at what they said. We don't know. Shehitilu sofek barotzain. They injected sofek into the Yiddishkeit, into Hashem, into the tzaddik. Shehu b'chinas kedushas Moshe. Rotzain is a term that represents the holiness of Moshe Rabbeinu. She'osak legalois harotzain, whose mission was to broadcast this rotzain al yedei tzias Mitzrayim, by taking the Jews out of Egypt, umatn Torah, and giving us the Torah, ba'oisois noirois koele, with the incredible miracles that accompanied it, ad shegam ho'erev rav lo yochlu lichfor legamri b'shum oifen. So Moshe Rabbeinu brought things to a level where even the erev rav couldn't come in and say, there is no Hashem, there is no Moshe Rabbeinu. They couldn't do that. Rak hisnaklu, but they started playing tricks. They started getting a little shrewd about it. Lahatil sofeg barotzain, by trying to inject a little bit of doubt in the rotzain. Bebchinas, as the pasuk says over there in Shemos chapter 32, ki ze Moshe ish, lo yodanu mehoyaloi. This man, Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't know what happened to him. He said he was going to come down. He didn't come down. We don't know. We don't know. That was their motto. We don't know. V'kol ze al yidei she'icher k'tzas lovoi. And how did this all come about? Because Moshe Rabbeinu came down a little later than they thought he was supposed to come. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Vayar ho'om ki voishesh Moshe. The people saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was delayed, he was procrastinating, and they started feeling concerned, and the heir of Rav stepped in, and they said, oh, we're here, Ki mi sheroitze lahamshich atzmoi, al atzmoi, emunas harotzoin, Because a person who wants to draw upon himself real faith in Hashem and in Tzaddikim, and thereby save himself from all suffering and problems, and to satisfy all of his needs with his emuna and bitochin and with his attachment to Hashem and Tzaddikim, who tzorich lahamtin ulahamtin. That person has to have incredible patience. The person has to have the ability to wait and to wait. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says in Eicha chapter 3, Toiv veyochil vedoimeim lechuas Hashem. It's good to yearn and be silent, waiting for the salvation of Hashem. Ukemavur leelmizan, as we touched on this earlier, veheim osu behepech. And their mistake, the mistake of the Erev Rav and the Jewish people at that time, was the opposite. Heimosu behepach mamish. They did the exact opposite. Shaydei shero ki boishesh Moshe, when they saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was being delayed, hisgabru lahatil sofek baratzayim. They started working at trying to inject doubt into the ratzayim. Ad sheosu avoyde zora, which led to creating an idol, Shehu Hepech Emunas HaRotzayim, which is the opposite, the exact opposite of Emunas HaRotzayim, Shaydezeh Sovalnu Mashe Sovalnu Bechol HaDoiros. And this is what has brought upon us suffering and more suffering throughout all the generations, Sheovru, which have passed, Ad Hayoim, till today, Shehagolus Misarech Moid, where the Golus is going on for such a long time, Shehakoil machmas cheto egel, and everything is still, we're still being blamed, we're still suffering for the egel. Kamei shekosuv, like the pasuk says, ubeyoyim pokti ufokadati. On the day that I have a reason, Hashem says, to punch you, I'm going to punch you twice. I'm going to remember that I didn't finish paying you yet for the egel azov. On a day that I'm going to remember, I'm going to really remember. I'm going to remember way back to then. Because the main reason for being in exile is a lack of emuna, or deficiency or defectiveness in emuna. As is brought many times in our writings. And the main chesor, now to crystallize it, to make it more clear, what's the problem with emuna? Shekol ma sheboim hatzadik yemes. That the more we have great tzaddikim who come to us and accomplish what they accomplish through revealing their great Torah, who misnakel b'chol eis b'chlalu b'prat al kol echad v'echad lahatil sofek b'rotzen. The Yetzirah doesn't give up. He keeps coming back again and again to try to inject doubt into the rotzen. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, because also the fact that we see many people who become religious and don't make it, or they come close to a tzaddik for a period of time and they don't make it, after they already got involved, they started, they don't have the energy to keep going, to keep trying and to... Nimshach gam kein mizeh. It comes from this. Mebchinas sfeikoy sanal. It comes from these doubts. Ki hakoel echod, because it's all one. V'ho bohotalia, and these two things depend on each other. Kemovur bedvareinu behilchas orev, as we explain in Likut Halachas Choshen Mishpat. In Hilchas Orev, al pi atoira azoy, is based on this same chapter in Likut Imran, Ayin Shom. Ki kol ma shechazokim yoyser bemunas harotzoin, because the stronger that a person gets in their faith, in their recognition that everything going on is only the will of Hashem, shehakoyel b'rtzoyne yisborach, bevadai mischazek yoyser rotzayn hodom lasis rotzayne. The more a person realizes and recognizes that there's only Hashem, the more that person wants to do what Hashem wants him to do. Ki soif kol soif maya tachsmane. Because in the end, what's going to be? If I don't do the right thing, I'm going to make it better, you know? So that there's no choice. There's really no choice. If a person believes in the rotzon, However, through the efforts of the Yetzirah, Matel Sofek Beliboy, he injects a tinge of doubt in a person's heart. Ke'ilu ein loy tikva lo shuvei lav yisporach. Doubt in what? There could be two kinds of doubt. There are people who doubt Hashem. That's terrible. And there are people who do worse. They doubt themselves. They don't believe in themselves. They don't believe that they're going to make it, that they have the ability to succeed. The person starts thinking that everything they did till now is nothing. Because look, you see I'm failing. You see I'm not succeeding. So it must mean that everything I did till now, it's really nothing. Whereas in reality, it's the exact opposite. Ki ikar hayahadus hu harotzain. Because the main thing in Yiddishkeit is desire, wanting to do the right thing. That's the most important thing. As Rabbein Azal writes about this in many, spoke about this in many different ways. And because of that doubt, the person starts having doubt either in Hashem or in the tzaddikim or in himself. Misrashel gam barotzen hatoiv. The person lowers his desire. He lets go, he turns down the fire. I don't want it as much as I wanted it yesterday. Yesterday I wanted it 80%. Now I'm down to 50% or 30%. V'chol zeh nimshach mehatola sofei kanal. And all of this comes because this is what the Sitra Achra is all about. Injecting doubt. Hashem, we say in the davening on Rosh Hashanah, in V'chol Ma'aminim, we say, Havadai Shemoi came to Hilosai. One of Hashem's names is Vadai. I believe the word Havadai is Bigimatria Yudke Vovke. That Hashem is definite. If Hashem is definite, what is the Sitra Achra? Amalek is Bigimatria Sofek, the Zohar Kodesh says. Amalek is the worst of the world. Reish is going, Amalek is, he's not a mer, he's doubt. Maybe. That may be word. Umishom arichas hagolus, and this is what is causing the long, long exile that we find ourselves in. This is what's weakening us. This is what doesn't allow us to throw the final punch. That weakening of the rutzain, that there are many people giving up. There are many people who have given up, and there are people chas v'shom l'alenu who are in the process of giving up.